I was on a fun ride at Merton with my friend. I was supposed to just do the fun ride, enjoy the day, box up and go home, all being well, but didn't quite work out that way. I remember we were just untacking. My friend's dad was holding my horse and her horse, and we were both just doing the tail bandages to put in the box. And that's pretty much as far as I remember. I just remember the horses just about to like start biting each other. And that's as far as I remember, really.
I was relieved, really, that, as I always am, that she was okay and she was back safe and sound. And I saw my friend's daughter running towards me.
Sometime after the accident, you wrote some notes about what had happened. Can you read us a little bit of what you wrote?
She told me to hurry, that Danny's horse had had a skirmish with another horse and Danny had been kicked in the crossfire. I looked down across the field and saw a crowd of people looking at something on the ground. That something was Danielle. I cannot begin to express the feeling. Everything seemed to float around me. My world seemed to slow down. I ran to her terrified. Her horse had flung her quite a distance. Danielle was in the middle of a field in a remote spot.
I can just remember people being around me, but that's about it, pretty much.
My world seemed to shut down and I was very much aware of people talking around me. And I just heard someone say that the air ambulance was on its way.
And you hear that sound, don't you, of the rotor blades in the distance?
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Overwhelming sense of relief, because none of us knew what was really wrong. We knew she'd sustained quite a few injuries and I just wanted her in the care of the professionals. We were in a tiny bit of a valley where we were and it was just like mythical, really, because we saw the blades coming up over the hill and in they came, and when they landed and took over, it was almost as though, well, now everything's being done that can be done.
I can remember getting in the air ambulance and then from that, not a lot.
And you're well now?
Yeah, I'm all well. I've still got damage to the kidney. I've only got, on one of my kidneys, there's only one third of it left. But other than that, I'm all well.
And you still ride?
And I still ride.
For most families, that would be enough. An extraordinary experience to have gone through, one that you're just so grateful ended the way it did with your daughter fit and well and standing with us today, Bridget.
Yes.
But you've gone through all this again in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
What happened?
24th of February, half-term school holidays. I work in a school. Danny's at uni. We were both at home and we live on the farm. There was a knock on the door and it was Ian, one of the lads that works here, to say that Dean, my eldest, who's 23, had been crushed by a tree.
He'd been cutting it down with a chainsaw.
Yes.
The tree had split.
Yeah.
And part of it had come down right across him.
Came down across his back and crushed him.
And you think, here we go again?
Yeah. Dan was upstairs at the time. She heard what had happened. I screamed to her. She came running down and we both went to Dean. It was just the same emotions, the same feeling, as I'm sure anybody who's got children can imagine. It's your worst fears.
You can only imagine the pain that he must have been going through. But again, the Devon Air Ambulance was coming.
Yeah. It was apparent that Dean was in a lot of pain and that he too had sustained heavy injuries. His leg was at a very precarious angle, wasn't it, Dan?
Yeah.
But he seemed to be more concerned about his back. The land crew assessed where he was and his injuries, and they contacted the air ambulance to say that it was going to be a lift.
Dean's not here today. He's still getting better, still recovering.
Yes.
How is he?
Yeah, he's doing really well, thank you. He's his back's well on the mend. He's been in a brace. He's got quite a bit of injury to his leg, but everything's really positive and he's doing really good.
You ever letting any of your children out of the house again?
Well, I think